Every morning I wake up and I hope to open up the doors, sell my lotto, sell my newspapers. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Terry Robinson from Wandel News. Good morning to you, Terry. How are you? Is that what you've been doing for the last 22 years, getting up in the morning and opening up those doors?
Yeah, trying to keep everybody happy. It's a bit hard at times, but yeah, we do our best.
Have you ever had a sleep in, ever?
Well, I think I'm a little bit past that. I can't. Like this morning, I didn't have to come in until 7 o'clock. Because the girl opens the shop, but I was still awake at 3:30. It's just one of those things.
Very similar to myself, actually. But look, at Wandel Newspower, you know, your business is going from strength to strength. You had a bit of problems with your parking out the front because people would park a car and just go walking for, you know, 2 or 3 hours and you'd lose that spot. Now, the CQ today did a story last week. It's activated council because you've been trying to get council to put these half-hour parking signs back for a long, long time, haven't you?
We originally had them here, and then they put a new water main down the footpath.
Right.
And after they'd done that, they took them all away, and they changed it all, and they never, ever put them back. And when you get on to them about the parking, they used to say, oh, yeah, you know, it'll be right, we'll sort it out. But they'd blame the police. They say, oh, it's main roads, the police have got to enforce it. And when it come back from the police would say, oh, the council's got to enforce it because they put the signs up. So for 20 years, you know, they've just been going backwards and forwards with this and not doing anything.
Passing the old buck. Who was your local councillor? Did you contact them or do you just deal directly with the council?
We'd done directly with the council, you know, our local representative. I haven't seen her for 22 years, so I think it's Sarah Rutherford, but I don't really know for sure, you know.
Oh, good Lord. 22 years, you haven't seen your local councillors?
22 years I've been here.
Oh, my God.
And she'd never even poked her neck in the door and said, hey, I'm the local councillor.
Right. But the good thing is, council now has come to the party. Well, thanks to CQ today and all your fans, you've got those half-hour parking bays back in, and that's got to improve your business dramatically, hasn't it?
Well, it gives us open room for, you know, up to 3 cars out the front of the shop when things like the show and all those Christmas do's and that are on and that sort of thing and that when the swap weekend and so forth and that. Because they just block us out completely. You know, the whole neighbourhood's blocked out. And the oldies and that, they just don't come down here. You know, they go somewhere else. And we were losing, you know, something like most probably 15, sometimes 20% of our trade, you know.
That's incredible. Well, come on, give it a big plug, you know, lotto, stationery cards, gift toys, everything. When was the last time you won on lotto?
It's been most probably 18 months since we had a win here.
Right.
Bit over $1 million.
Oh, nice.
I had a store syndicate about 6 or 7 years ago, which we didn't sell all the shares. We had 3 shares left over, so I got $96,000 out of it myself, so I was pretty happy about that. And not selling all the shares. It was 1 week that I didn't mind, you know.
So it's about to turn. So if you're after some lucky numbers or you think you've got lucky numbers, make sure you pop down and see Terry. I'm glad you got your half-hour parking. Gee, that's just a bonus. And well done to Rockhampton Regional Council for seeing the light, obviously working behind the scenes.
I'm pleased with them now. Yeah, they've come to the party, so I'm not going to complain anymore for a while.
Good man. Okay, mate, you have a good day and well done, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, mate.